Hi, my name is Omessi, and I'm interviewing Case. Case, what's the date today?
It is Sunday, September 20th, 2020.
Do I have your full consent to record this video?
Yes, you do.
Okay, great. So I'm just gonna get right into it and start with my first question. And my first question is, I feel like, most of my experience with COVID has been similar to many of my peers, but I also have had some experiences that were irregular. Like, has there been anything that's out of the ordinary and kind of different in your COVID experience than other people's?
Honestly, I don't really think so. A lot of the same stuff. I mean, I've definitely had to be more careful around like my grandparents, things like that. But I don't think there's anything that really separated my experience from everyone else.
Right. Do you live with your grandparents? Is that why you had to be careful about
I don't live with them, but they live pretty close.
that? Okay.
They live like 15, 20 minutes away.
Right.
And they weren't in like super great health before. So it was a little bit hard, not just to say hi to them, but like, just to help them out with things and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. All right. Well, my next question is about, your like the learning of it. I felt like COVID is a learning experience. And I feel like a lot of times the most valuable life lessons come out of nowhere. And I feel like COVID-19 taught a lot of people things. So what do you think? Like, what were some important lessons you've taken from the pandemic? And how do you think these lessons have changed you as a person?
I think for me, COVID taught me not to take things for granted. And I think that applies to lots of things. Like there are things that I would never have thought about not being able to do, like even just walking outside without a mask on, So I think it's kind of I think it's kind of humbled me a little bit, sort of just like enjoy things, don't take things for granted, because you never know when that might all change.
That's a good response. Like, same for me. I didn't realize just how easy I had it until COVID kind of came around. All right, next question. My question, like the next question, like is kind of simple. But I feel like it varies for a lot of people. I just want to ask you, what do you think of COVID? Do you think it's just like a nuisance or like an inconvenience, or is it something you're actually scared of,
That's a good question. I think, I don't know. I feel like there are times when COVID scares me, and there are times when it's a nuisance. And I think honestly, I don't really think there's like a right or wrong answer, because for me, it's been the same. I remember it scared me when things first started getting bad. I remember going into, I think it was just the supermarket across the street from my house, and there being no toilet paper, no hand sanitizer, everything just off the shelves. And I was like, wow, like this is crazy. This is really happening. But at the same time, like I'll just be like walking around and be like, I forgot my mask. Like,
I
shit,
know.
like I don't know. Like, there are times when it's like scary and you realize how bad it is, and then there are also times when you just be like, this is such a nuisance. Like,
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean. There's definitely a part of me that feels like it should definitely be taken seriously. And there's another part in certain situations that feels like, oh my God, like I think it just end, or like it feels kind of like it's being dragged out, but it is what it is. Next question is about mental health. And I think this is an important one because, the issue of mental health has come up a lot during this time. And I want to just ask you, has your mental health kind of been damaged during this time? Or do you feel like, how do you feel like, how do you feel like, what, how do you feel like you coped during quarantine, not being able to see as many friends, or like, were you able to see a lot of friends? How was that for you? Mental health.
It was definitely hard. I think partly since for us, COVID kind of came into our senior year, which I think is a kind of really important and memorable time for most high schoolers. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna say yes. It was damaged, but at the same time, I was able to like find joy in like in the little things.
Yeah.
I think so. At my school, we didn't have like a normal graduation, obviously, mm-hmm. But we were still able to sort of have like a kind of graduation ceremony, socially distanced.
That's good.
And it also made me appreciate the people around me more, because I took for granted that I like when I was able to see them and hang out with them. So when I was quarantined, it had an effect on my mental health. So when I was seeing them again, it really made me realize like how long I've been with these people and how important they are to me.
That's good. You know, we all, even for me, just being in my house for so long, not being able to see so many people, like, was kind of annoying. And there are times where I kind of felt lonely, but, you know, it makes you really see that, you know, you have really good people around you and you care about them a lot and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right. The next question is, so the pandemic, what do you think the pandemic signifies for you? For some people, it's a learning experience. For some people, it's something that they wish never happened. For some people, it's just a time to reflect and be alone with your own thoughts. What do you think the pandemic represents? What do you think it represents?
What the pandemic represents?
Yes.
Wait, could you repeat the question again?
Like, just whatever comes to your mind. Like, for me, if I were to answer that, I'd say, for me, the pandemic represents, human failure to act quickly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you.
What do you think the pandemic represents?
For me, I think the pandemic represents, I think it represents how key leadership is, in sort of like a crisis like this. I think it shows how if people are united together, they can help other people and do great things. Mm-hmm. But also if people are divided, then they'll suffer the consequences, because I feel like this pandemic is the only way this pandemic we're going to get through this is if everyone follows the restrictions, is on the same page, understands that they need to have a mask on, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you have people who maybe don't believe that, then it sort of kind of ruins it for everyone, because all it takes is one person to spread it and it can just keep going on and on.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, leadership definitely is important, and the way we handle the pandemic definitely is important during this time. I agree. Next question. As a student, has the pandemic affected your education? How'd you feel like those, that whole online school thing, how'd you feel like?
Oh my God.
Affected?
Well, online, okay. So it was already senior spring. So like mm-hmm. my schoolwork was kind of like winded down. Like everyone was into college, like, and then online learning happened on top of that. So if I'm going to be honest, I didn't really learn anything in like during online learning. I'm just being honest. I didn't really, but yeah.
Same. I felt like a lot of it was just busy work and they were just giving assignments for
exactly
just because they had to feel like they were doing something. I don't feel like I was learning too much, you know. Online school.
Yeah.
I kind of just used it as a way to just wind down at the end of the year rather than something like, you know, it was kind of hard to learn over that yeah. whole like structure, and like with everything going on, it was kind of difficult, you know.
I could see how it could be like difficult though, like if you're like maybe like a junior and like you need those grades.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I felt so bad for juniors, you know, because it's an important year, junior year.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely important. Okay, next question is about the world before and after COVID. Do you think things are going to be different? And do you think like people are going to do different things? Or do you think after time goes by, like people will just stray back to the same old practices again and forget it all about the lessons we learned during COVID?
You know what? I think that everyone's going to like, regardless if they should or not, I think everyone's going to try to go back to normal, just since I think that that was just like the default before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And also, I think everyone kind of misses those aspects of normal life.
Yeah.
But then again, now looking at it, there might not be that normal again. It might be honestly years until people can go to concerts and stuff like that. But I think people definitely will try to go back to normal, but I don't know if it'll be able to happen.
Yeah, I know what you mean. People want things to go back to how they were. And although, like, obviously I think people are going to learn a little bit from COVID, I feel like after time passes by, people are just going to kind of want to have their old lives back, you know? But we'll see. No one can tell, because, you know, we're still going through it. We'll see when it's over. We'll see. Final question. If COVID wasn't a thing, do you think it would have been better for you, better for people, better for just society as a whole if COVID never happened? Or do you think COVID needed to happen for some certain things to progress and some certain things to be thrown out into the world, you know?
That's a good question. Okay, I think it's a little bit of both. I think, obviously, if you asked anyone today, they'd be like, no, I wish that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when things like this happen, I feel like it creates sort of like heroes. And people kind of take advantage of the situation to learn, help out other people. I don't know. I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It just kind of depends how you deal with the situation.
Yeah, I feel like it's just depending on perspective
and
what your experience was, you know. If your experience was especially bad during this time, obviously you're not going to like it. But for me, I feel like as a whole, society somewhat did need COVID to happen just so for us to know, you know, a bunch of different things popped off, you know, BLM movement. There was, even when it comes to like just dealing with pandemics, you know, we were never even thinking of something like this.
Never.
You know, the fact that now that we can actually understand that this, like when these things happen, we need to be serious and not just mess it up is very important. All right. Anyways, that was my final question. Thank you for engaging my interview.
All right.
And hopefully you can speak again. All right.
All right. Bye.